Wagwan fam, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 41, and today I'm super excited because I'm not alone in studio. Whether I'm shooting at shooting location is Lake City Studios. Shout out to Lake City Studios. I'm joined by two very good friends of mine, and you can see that they're male friends. So I'll let them introduce themselves.
We are male friends.
From the right and then to my left.
Okay. So my name is Toots. I am a corporate MC and wedding MC. I also host social events and I am also a passionate talk show host.
Oh, nice.
Wagwan wadao. Mi jina yangu mzuri sana naitwa Stanley. Jina Stani naitwa Stano Magwedegweda Makinutia. Ama shisholwaka, ama nata. Na napenda zina build my youth. Sio ndo mimi sasa.
Oh, dope. By the way, to ask, what is Magwedegwede?
Magwedegwede is that person who loves sitting next to women. I'm a girl.
Hey! Yes, jay scale term. Inakakama zile terms as Steve Simplebot.
Such a class. Magwedegwede.
Oh, welcome to the episode.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. I was even talking to my friend about this today.
Okay.
I realized that I have a lot of male friends. Guy! Like, 90% of my friends are male.
Okay.
And then people, like, watu wanashanganga, hey, na wewe, you're always around boys. Like, unakuanga jina a lot of male friends.
So you are cheating on us. You are cheating on this friendship already.
And then I was like, kwani dema is ikuwa bishite na boy, like, tukwe tu mabishite, like, friendship. Like, people still find that abnormal. I'm like, it's normal. How do you think?
Right now, with our generation size, it's normal. But what lot of kitambo wanaona inaka primitive way them kutembea na mabu.
But they come to think of it, our parents. That's how tipa mambo alikuwa na mabishite boy.
Yeah, alikuwa na mabishite boy ni budak.
So, people like platonic relationships, platonic friendships. Is it a thing? Is it okay? Can it work?
Yeah, I think it's a thing. It can work, especially with Gen Z. Yeah, because we have a lot of social lives. Unajua sahi tuko era ya kila mtu ni yako TikTok, Facebook, wapi na ni apps za kuinteract, basically. So for my case now, inaweza work.
But by the for context purposes, if you're watching this and don't know what platonic relationships or friendships mean, so platonic friendships is male and female friendships. But non-sexual and non-intimacy.
Okay.
Zero intimacy, zero sexual contact. Now that is sexual. Just friendship. That's now platonic friendships.
Okay.
So do you have a platonic friendship?
I have so many platonic friendships. You are one of them.
Yeah, with that. Truth is a very good friend of mine. Ata kuna wengine wako behind the scenes. Shout out to Kalonji and Elbo behind the scenes. Wewe kuna friends who are female. A lot.
Wengi sana.
And when I say if you have female friends, I mean those that you haven't had sex with. When you have sex, for sure.
Unajua, though, in order for platonic relationship, like wewe msimwenye unapenda like such kind of relationship. Labda ulivunjwanga roho before. But kama sisi ulivunjwa roho 1997 unapata like we are living in a platonic relationship. Like tunajibuild sisi wenyewe, unaget.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's true. So I was asking, can you have a platonic relationship after you've seen each other naked?
So first of all, why would you see each other naked?
Coincidence, maybe to Smith na kujanga kwako mara moja. Ile nikikujanga kwako for by mistake unione ndede.
Anishewe.
Unione uchi. Unaweza our relationship it was the same bad.
Okay, it was the same inalingana na how deep to may connect previous in the friendship. For your case itakuwa the same. It's in the same way tu nikupate simona bikini na mimi
kwa sababu naked like
naked.
Mnyama.
Apo itabidi tuonge kando.
Like. Yeah. Kuna any female friends wenye mko umeona naked?
Female friends.
And has it changed your relationship and your friendship?
No, I sijai on any of my female friends naked. Unajua friendship iko na boundaries like any other thing. So, sijai patikana in that awkward situation. You see, we respect boundaries. Unapata tu, boundaries.
Wewe, Stano?
Mimi marafiki zangu wengi nimeona uchi kabisa. Unajua mimi vibaya sana. Mimi nikigrow na madem around my surrounding. Unaget. Mimi kusema hata dem nimemona kikuwa high school form 2. Nimemona kikuwa uchi. Uni uchi. Hadi saizi naweza muona
uchi. Na affect your friendship ama how you see her. It doesn't affect how you see her.
Then it can't.
Like, I let that sexual tension.
Haiwezi juu.
Mimi if I... me with my friends, I have a lot of male friends, and I always try as hard, like, to see Peter your level, yeah. That's how we have to see each other naked, ama those awkward things, because it's awkward and then it will bring a lot of sexual tension.
Okay.
So that has not happened to maintain.
Na dem kukua which is normal, but na boy unajua the moment ako naked dekina smama, obviously kutakuwa na,
exactly.
Mm. So
them kukua uchi it's okay, but just at the moment boy ako uchi, yeah, deki.
See, ni the same two way when you mesema, like it alert a lot of sexual tension.
Yeah. And another question. Can you have a platonic relationship if you're in a relationship?
I can have a platonic relationship.
We are good friends, and then maybe you have a chile.
Uh-huh.
And then she knows that I'm your friend. Does it interfere with the relationship?
It depends. Unajua, people have different personalities. So, kuna watu wako more understanding than others. Then, kuna watu, jua ava macha kataya kubali. Ita change the fact that you already having a friend who is of another sex.
So, how, as for understand if you don't get an understanding girlfriend.
Unajua sasa in my case na in to balance, in my case lazima ku understanding juu unajua niko in the social space. So kaezi deal na wewe hata na hata deal na watu.
Unakonga man crowd sana.
Yeah, sure.
can you have a platonic relationship if you are in a relationship?
To me it can't work juu unajua zisema ati venye truth anasema ati mtu understanding madam so understanding unajua you know that nikikuwa in a platonic relationship much attention nitakuwa nimekuwekea wewe hapo. What about my partner? Unadhani atakuwa comfortable?
You know, if you are in a relationship unaleta yourself, ule mwingine analeta herself. So these are two people merging to form one. Inamaanisha kitu wewe umesema wewe ni stano magwedegwede. Hata tumuite Daisy.
Yeah.
Ndio maana kuna difference ya jina pia na difference ya personalities. So what if relationship yenu break na already umesha lose social life yako? Unaona? Haiko. Haitakuwa worth it. Then another thing ya kukuwa na beshte yenye inaweza fanya ni unaweza share out a lot of issues na huyo beshte yako in terms of kubuild your relationship. Yeye ni dem anaelewa madem mwan mu. Deeper.
But me, on a personal level, I think my platonic relationships have really affected my personal relationships.
Oh,
okay. It has, I won't lie. It may affect. Like, I'm a bona nikujanga. Like, me, mabishita zangu na nikolingi sana. See, if your friends, you have to talk, like, almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, in affecting, so wana nimbenga, like, wana kongatua around my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sasa wana dhani me, I have, like, other partners. Nakumba, it's just friends. Unja ukiambia boy flani, your boyfriend that I have a male friend.
Mm.
Of course, I did. So I wanted to ask, like, what would you do if your significant other had a male friend?
Hata me, I'd be insecure. Eh, maboyo ni watu waamini. Unajua mademo anakuwa vulnerable. Boy anaweza geuza tu story in a minute na ameanza kupray on beshte yake. So I'd be insecure, I understand that.
But I think also females are insecure. And I was watching even on YouTube, but so if your partner, if significant other has a female friend or a male friend, you have to know. Utakasirika sipo introduce. Seme mimi, nini, what's it? Wewe, ukona dem, sindio? Alafu, uja mintroduce kwangu. Uja nintroduce kwake. Atasikia aje. But mimi nakungatua hapo. Atasikia aje.
Kuna kitu hapo chini ya maji. Kuna kitu.
Ama kuseme mimi sit na date. Mimi na yes na date. Afu ni Stano is my platonic friend. And I've never introduced Stano to you. You don't know Stano. But he's always there talking to me. Utafila aje.
But I mean ni kwambie.
Ukijua ati. At the end of. Afu kujujua. But I. But this Stano anakuanga boy wangu. Jezwa. Uni mse wangu mse.
Wacha ni kwambie kitu. Acha ni yeke in this context. Unajua mimi ni mluya. So. Ukitaka kukula kuku, usiangalie mali kuku inafida mama limetemea. Bora imerudi jioni, time yake 6, ukaifunga. Kama unajua utaichinja kesho, unaichinja mapema alafu imeisha. Ukianza kudig deep into a lot of nini, utapata so many reasons to use against someone.
Umesema ikirudi jioni ni sawa, lakini during the day pigwe services vizuri, si ndio?
Juu hata ukiamua kuifuata during the day, haita change anything.
So unasema tileka easy work. Platonic and
relationship. Inalingana kwa context ya boy akikuwa na platonic relationship na friendship na dem a bit wake, but boy na like akwe tuseme mimi akwe na dem yangu akwe na beshte boy ndakuwa insecure kiasi.
Imagine easy work, ndo maana most of the time ukikongana na mtu wako unasikianga saa zingine ukimkosea na kuambia enda kwa tooth. siende kwake basi.
Siende kwake
basi.
By the way.
Una get?
Okay.
Hata kuonesha like it can't work, but venya na kuongelesha.
Mm.
Inakuonesha like, aja approve you chimu nafanya.
Mina ayo ya kikuja kwangu, nita mtreat fit. So, yes,
but yeah. Research shows, and I think it's true. Mm. According to me, I think, I don't want to speak on a female perspective, but I think all males should have female friends. Should have at least female friends. Even other male people say that. Men also say that. It's good. Like, kukwana that genuine female friendship. Mm. In a side, I was even reading here, like, do you support that?
Yeah. Unajua, sisi, wanaume wanakuanga na, let me quote it, mother issues. Una get. Mm. So, lazima, you need some feminine energy in your life.
Mm.
Away from what you actually love. Una get. Mm. So, I think I support that.
So let me read it for you. Like, if you wanna surround yourself with some real people, some loyalty, surround yourself with girls or women. As a man, that is, as a man. See a female. Surround yourself with girls or women, and not women you're sleeping with, but women you're cool with.
Mm.
They're gonna ride with you. Itakuwa ride or die by the way. You kitumjo inakonga underrated sana.
But sasa let me just intercept kiasi. Unajua most platonic relationships you end up kwa actual real relationships.
Mshazoeana.
Hakuna platonic relationship yangu kwa mimi basi yangu hakuna platonic relationship.
I think ndio hapo ndio nitaproceed. That's where I come in.
Kuna a lot of mate na honga. No, hakuna bidhe. But kuna zingine of course tulivuka nini and then I was like, this ain't platonic anymore.
Unajua sikia mtu anakuambia ati actually tunapenda ngavu ni unakuanga mkuu. Mkuu, mkuu.
Mkuu aje na wewe unajua ni hot.
So like as a man,
uh-huh.
It's good surround yourself with girls or women and not women that you're sleeping with but women that you're cool with and they're going to ride with you. If you help a girl that you ain't screwing, they'll be loyal for life.
For real?
They'll be loyal.
Okay.
That's... In my show. For free.
But
so, get girls that are just friends. They're the best investments.
Mm. But sasa shida ni, unajua kubuild friendship ni ngumu. Juu, most male, wakipumeka approaches to ladies, them uwa kuangatuna fix mind umsi ya nani chaka. Iyo ndio shida. Iyo ndio shida.
Ay, na depend on the approach.
Provided tu msea mekua approach, squeeze ima demu dhani msea akuna interest.
Mwaka tuta kuja jintroduce, hi Charity, mimi ni MC, utafikiria nini, uwa antaka kunikula na hii kazi yake.
Na hii kazi yake,
na mimi antaka kukupatia connection, mimi antaka kupatia job part.
Na maybe nimekuambia mimi ni MC ndiyo niongeze, ni broaden network yangu.
Una marinate, wanasimangu una marinate yu madhe.
Okay.
Oh, that's another way to view it. Anyway, I have a segment here. Apart from tuachana mambo za relationship kiasi.
Okay.
I have a segment here on Unspoken where I ask 5 questions, 5 under 5. 5 questions under 5 seconds.
Okay, so.
Quick fire question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
What is something you wish people knew about you?
Which people?
What is something you wish people knew about you?
That I'm wacha tuanze na huko
acha ni wanishe the main what something wish people near about me ni nasemanga ngo hapo kwa hiyo ni question like that is why I started unspoken
also,
unspoken
okay.
Like what is something
people near about so we like tunafaa kujibu in like 5 seconds
wewe jibu
okay something I wish people knew about me I am a very hardworking ethical guy
nasi watu wanajua watu wanajua.
I think hapo kwa ethics.
Oh, kuna ethics.
Mbaya sana. Like, mi weshi mwaloto.
Baiza, mjoe msima weni MC. Kena ngu kwa MC, do girls throw yourself over you?
Definitely.
And how do you deal with that? Women, kwa si girls. Women. Sina konga kwa ma MC.
Now, the fun thing about that is that you can always get your next client from that.
Sasa una flat now, dunajana za kwa your next client.
Unajua sasa pia uwezi interact na dem the same way na interact na stano. Unajua ma dem lazima kwa beat soothing now. Una get. Mm. So lazima tu kuwe mtamu. Hata kama utaki.
Stand out is something we should know about
you. Okay, mimi nayo chenye watu wangeza jua kunihusu ni like naweza kaa chini na advice msee ni ku empower rather than sazigini kukaa tu hii maisha ya youth like sazigini mkamu na chill. Yoni chini watu wengi wa juu. Personality zangu ziko tofauti.
Tofauti.
But then when you show me siku juu ku advocate for...
Juu tu... The last time tulikuwa na yetu tulikuwa kwa escapade ya kuchini.
Tulikuwa kwa escapade. Adi leo umesikia kuchini. Uni stand
unajua haki yako, whatever you want to do, whatever you love, unaona. Alafu tena chenye watu wange watu wezijua, like sometimes I normally come nikae tu chini nitulie tu, like saa zingine tu nikae away from people, nikae nitulie juu wasengu wanaona, like I normally talk, unajua haki work inabidi uongee, social work inabidi, like kila time venye unaji express in the public. At times mimi naweza kaa tu nikose kuongea the whole day. At times naweza kaa even a month without having sex. Jua tuingo na niambia ngana usiare na kanga tu mse honi 24/7 and that's not me.
Mtu honi 24/7 anakaa.
Anakastano venye anaanza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, my something, not nilisema hapa, my confidence. Everyone thinks that I'm very confident, I'm overconfident.
Oh, you are not?
I'm not.
For real?
Okay. Like kuna time unasikanga tu I miss like confidence.
So you are shy girl.
Shy.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Mhm.
What is your go to lazy dinner? Sikujisiki kupika kejani.
Kitu
go to lazy dinner.
Zidwa itanga sapa mambo ya dinner hiyo atujui.
Basi sapa.
Sasa hiyo tunachukua tu nachukua biscuits kwa duka na nakunywa na juu.
You know,
you're
too lazy.
Like crazy. Ju, sita dishes za kudu nini? So mimi niko sote.
Like unasave kwa vyombo.
Mimi indomie.
Ah, same.
Ju nraisi kupika teketeka. Lapi karatasi yake hiyo na itandika kwa sahani hivi na naeke indomie na kula. Nikimalizi yo karatasi na dispose kwa bin. Sahani ni safi.
With the indomie. Ama egg. Indomie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indomie and egg. Aya, what's the most unusual or unique talent or skill you possess?
The most unusual. Unusual. Okay. I think I can speak into existence.
Ah? For real. Manifesting, I'm an in.
Wachana like, na manifesting.
Unaweza prophesy?
More or less. Naweza kuambia kitu ama naweza kuwa naongelea kitu alafu ina happen hadi mimi mwenyewe na ni surprise. Hiyo design.
Na ulikuwa na bahatisha.
Na ulikuwa na bahatisha.
Tu niambie my future. Kitai podcast iko na chase kitai.
Sasa unajua sasa for your case ni hiyo kitu inafai kwa reflex eh? It's okay from
you. I'm some.
Aburudi.
What's the most unusual or unique talent or skill you possess?
Acting.
Hiyo ni unusual. Like, unusually like umpreje expect ama kama yeye ndio kwako. But stuck you another. Acting talents, what you know, a lot of actors. Like unusual talent or skill, but this is not your talent. Or skill. Like, when you talk to me, akikuja sema, eh, hino uneza fanya kitu kai, amini. Like, eh, uneza do kitu kai.
Sasa kukuchenji, tuseme kama kukuchenji msemu ya natumia miadarati. So, kukuchenji maka rudia kuwe
piwa. Kumtransform.
Vizuri sana. I'm very good at that.
Sasa, unutok sema, kutumia miadarati?
100% I don't use drugs.
None.
Mr. Director, we tuendelee
tukupiga. Bora tu tumeseka nini? 100% I don't use
drugs. Oh, that's
nice. So we find most of the time you think one they believe like using drugs you ni nafanya wanakuwa happy. And mimi I have my own way that kuji make happy. Mimi kuvaa ni swim ni kule. Hiyo najibamba.
So umse amesema atumii drugs but unajua yeye hutumia tu drugs akiwa mgonjwa.
Nilikuwa mgonjwa.
Mimi natakwanza hiyo like nan kukuwa na alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mimi naacha like alcohol for good
one. Okay.
Ni pole pole tu.
Na kale.
Uzuri mimi I don't drink.
Mimi so we don't camera and it's true. Hey, it's like squeezy.
We've hung out with you guys before. I don't drink. But they actually find me as some boring company.
Yeah. Mimi sema wewe it's leak.
Leak.
Tuendele.
YouTube or Netflix?
Netflix.
Mimi ni mtu wa YouTube juice. Most of the time sinanga a lot of times ama so
Netflix. Netflix maybe nataka investment. Kama umeanza series. Mimi YouTube or Netflix. Pia mi YouTube. Kuna vitu mwa YouTube.
Unaweza compareje YouTube na Netflix jamani. Sasa, YouTube na Netflix. Yeah. Netflix unapata like all the things you
movies
want
to do. YouTube kuna movies. YouTube kuna podcast. YouTube kuna music.
Funny enough. Netflix aina music. Funny enough. Vitu zote ziko Netflix. Utazipata YouTube na kazi iko zinakuja.
YouTube iko na music. Iko na podcast. Iko na movies. Iko na everything. Iko na comedy, acting, everything. Me, pia me YouTube. I had the last one. What's something you're sensitive about that you'd wish people didn't joke about?
Something I'm sensitive. I'm so sensitive about my future. Like, future and everything. For instance, when I do like, right now we are seeing a lot of marriages breaking.
Mm.
ni kama msani ambie hata we in future ukioa marriage yako itanini ama jumi napenda I love good looking chicks light skin nini so niseme brother mimi napenda light skin I should marry one alafu msani ambie utaoa dem sura mbaya so hizo vitu ni bo so I'm so sensitive about my future because I know I deserve the best
future nice.
Mimi according to me bana mimi sipendi mtu na body shame mzee. Una body shame mtu na ni God alicreate kila mzee. Oh, okay. Atuko na forward. Ni yangu amani yako, si ni yangu.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'm sensitive about and I wish people didn't joke about is religion and God.
Okay.
Oh, hey, me, okay. I'm very sensitive about that. Ati msema nita kusema, kwanza imi kuna mimi mingine na ni umangaro. Enye hiyo, mtu wanasemanga, imi minasemanga. Ati Sunday, kuna stika mshayana, ati Sunday, ati leo Sunday kumunyamaza, watu warochafu, wameenda kanisa.
Okay.
Mshane mimi.
But hiyo kitu umesema ni kweli, I've been observed enough.
God and religion. I don't like people who joke about God and religion and everything about that. Yeah, so that's a tuendelee to platonic relationships.
Okay. Tunamaliza.
What, producer, 10 minutes. 2:40 ama 30? 30. So, oh yeah. If what happens, this scenario, case scenario, what if you've been in a relationship before and now mkakosana and now want to, is there a chance of having a platonic relationship?
But that you can be for my case I am a mini best of my ex wangu wote like no bad blood your bad blood ilisha then after some time unaona kuna haja waste your time yote mlikuwa so afadhali mko mabesha so I talk well about si ongea fit
we are not friends with my ex mimi tukikosana na kublock na delete your number I unfollow you on all social media
mini best ya mama most of my ex ever since campus
so you can pressure. Still be friends
we are friends
you talk some longer.
What do you say? That you are doing good.
Like, as you are doing good, kuna tu a lot of conversations that we have.
Well, can you be friends with them?
I can never be friends with my ex. We cannot build anything at a relationship.
Like a platonic relationship, but I'm checking on you.
Unajua?
Atachukua advantage juu yako.
Mimi napenda ku bank on friendship sana. So spendi ku lose bonds and chakrate.
But can you
kama tofauti
unajua ex itakuwa too bitter for like 1 year hivi alafu after baadaye utaona ume move on life inaendelea na uko like au msesani beshte ameona uchi wangu man like so
hapo mama kwa uchi unapata tuwezi kuwa mabeshte juu nitakuwa na ile sexual desire tena ukirudi na
vitu kama sexual desire na ni
so unasikia kama mtu kaa tu anasema na he can go back to her ex una get. Maybe the moment to meet up a more than that connect.
Mr. Jasema, I can go back to my ex. Mr. Jasema, I am friends with close to all of my exes. Sija kwa in relationships kadha so ni niko tu na 3 exes na mimi nimesh to that.
So to me conclude, mimi nasemanga me can't be friends with my ex. I'm not friends with any of my ex. Tukikosana I delete your number, I block you and follow you on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
Kila mtu ndiye yake.
Kila mtu I don't want you viewing my status.
Okay.
Kwanza I was listening to I think a radio show, Juzi, and then someone alikuwa analeta issue boy fulani akasema I have my friend akona they dated with an ex akakosana. After that ex the worst thing it was dame was still simping like it was over a year ago na pia the worst thing walikosana njoo kuna ile kosana maybe unaweza achana in good terms and bad terms so all achana in bad terms and then the chick is she's always viewing the status she's always viewing the story and I like story anamwambia hi akipiga look anambia hey look smart and then the boy is like ay what's wrong with this chick see we move on see tulisha kosana anampea hints kwani bado anamtaka
so umesema uki break up na ex una kwa bitter una block una
siku bitter like na move on like
una move on
una simu jaimuona
sawa
uki kwa na chileka huyo mwenye mshakosana one year later ana kutext what will you do in that situation kutext ana na ulisha move on hata uko na demu mwingine
niko na demu mwingine but unaweza pata kuna kitu anataka so lazima nitafutie
sasa utampea kinyana nataka na sasa
uko na si labda ni 2000 like urgently.
Utamtea tuke urgently.
Mbona ni mnyime na alikuwa besha yangu.
She was once part of your happiness.
Yeah. Hey,
tatukunge itori. So me, as we wrap up, in conclusion, who wants to conclude first? Do platonic relationships work? Are they something that we should normalize? Are they something like we should invest in? Should we invest in platonic relationships?
As you wrap up this beautiful, beautiful conversation with these beautiful people, let me just say this. Unajua, it's hard to have platonic relationships, especially for a boy. Unajua, my boy, naturally too, unakuanga harmful. We ni fisi tu chini ya maji. Kuna that masculine energy. So, ni ngumu sana kukua in a platonic relationship. Most of the time, hata mimi. Au mabeshte niko nao, unapata ulikuwa na eyes for them, alafu uko na iwezi, ndio uka friend zone.
Mm.
Una get?
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a bit tricky, but happens.
So, should you invest? Kwanza, niwaambia maboy.
Mimi neza invest.
Maboy is so good, it's not a nice story.
Yeah, exactly for watu wenye wanafanya, ni creative scarcity, unahitaji content yako kufikia more people na madem, ndio the right plug for such.
Mimi, I believe like we need all to invest in platonic relationship. Unapata hapo hivyo ndo most of the time utakuna share na mse. Shida yuko na unajua mental health ni kitu ya maana by the way.
Very true.
Na unajua hii platonic relationship.
Mm.
Despite kuna zile vitu privilege utapata kama zizi zinafaa, but utakuwa unapata karibu 90/90 kuna chini utapata hapo hivyo katikati unaona. Mtashare a lot, utalearn, una get.
True. I also advocate for platonic relationship. Me, honestly, my platonic relationships those make the longest since I had them and those meniokolea the most. Zengine, she the same, but platonic relationship, like, zimekwa, like, oh, kuna maboying friends. Kama nyisi, tumekwa mabeshe for long.
Yeah, for
wewe, one. Kina Bright, kina nani. Tumekwa friends for long. Mm. I mean, she, like, with my male friends, I think when I was in campus, I lived with them for, like, a whole year. Ado like niko nishina maboy watano kwa nyuma moja.
Watano.
Eh. Until my friends last unashijana maboy wote. Uko safe. And then I'm like they're my friends. Na tulikuwa tunabeste wengine hapo like we are real friends. Na your friendship like it may grow a lot. So me I'll advocate for girls. It's nice to have at least some two male friends. I'm like have male friends. Kuna ile ku have that male friendship kenye male anakupea yenye female friendship pia zikwa. Of course I advocate for sisterhood pia female friendship pia ziko hapo on the top of the list. It's good to have that sisterhood and also to have some male friends unakokolea. That's what's up.
Yeah, so that's what's up.
How was
it was nice. It was a nice conversation. So you guys, in case you guys want a male friend, I'm here. A week here will plug you to my contacts.
By that you plug me in social media.
Social media, Instagram, Facebook, MC Tootskachi, that's MC, then TUTZKSHI. Instagram, Tootskachi, Twitter, Tootskachi.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can follow me on my Facebook account. Jusisi Nwa Kikuyu, my name is Stanley Libonde Mudieki on Facebook, Stanley Libonde Mudieki on Instagram, same to TikTok.
And thank you guys for coming. I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed.
So, guys, that's what's up? That's a wrap for episode 41. Shout out to the speakers, by the way. Na sound class ana ita farm but the speakers. Shout out to you speakers for the support you give me. Remember to join our Telegram community. Now I'm showing you, by the way. Join Unspoken Podcast Telegram community. We share a lot of issues on mental health. It's a safe space for us. So join our Telegram community. Interact and follow us on our social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE on all social media platforms, at Awin Awiti on my personal platform. And if you'd like to support my work, if you'd like to support our community, I also have an M-Pesa till number. I'll put it here, Afachini, and let me read it for you. If you want to support our work, 862-7528. That's what's up, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Remember to want more for yourself and keep it unspoken. Adios.
Peace out.